So with thanks to all of you for writing the speeches, let me make my first introduction. And our first speaker will be Rhea Manley, who is a major in English and hails from Kingston, Jamaica. Rhea.
Good morning, esteemed staff, faculty, parents, students, and honored guests. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers. I'm going to ruin my speech right now with a cliche. It takes a village to raise a child, so congratulations to the villages and mothers involved in raising your now college graduates. Special thanks to my village, but since it's Mother's Day, Della Marie Magnus Manley. Also, pretty significantly, a huge congratulations to those of you in my class who know what exactly it is you'll be doing once you graduate. And to be polite, congratulations to all of you who haven't the faintest clue what you're doing after today, myself included. As an English major, I'm supposed to be feeling quite bleak about my future employment, but I'm not too worried. This is not to say that I have no reason to worry, certainly not. I mean to go home once I graduate, home being Jamaica, that third world country below Cuba where all the Rastafarians and tropical bobsledders live. And if you think the job market in America is daunting, but as I said, I'm not too worried. I may be misquoting slightly, but one of my professors once said, this education won't guarantee that you'll get a profession. It's what will help you to get through the traffic jams, the flat tires, the everything else. Most Jamaican parents would cringe at this, but I was fortunate enough to have parents who told me I could do anything I wanted in college as long as it wasn't basket weaving. But wait, this education is good for getting you through your day. Why not just exercise more? Breathe deeply. Play some calming music. Maybe do a yoga pose and have some chocolate. None of these things requires 4 years of hard work at the extra special, always going up, up, up liberal arts college tuition price. The obvious answer is that you won't walk out of here a surgeon or a lawyer. But in theory, you will be able to make mud pies with the dirt life dishes you. You can critically think now, which is one of those abstract skills that you won't realize that you have until you need it. Maybe you can even hold your own in a room full of intellectuals. And with whatever it is you do, you'll have a diverse toolkit, another horrible graduation metaphor, at your disposal. If we're being honest, I came because it was the next step after 7 years in 90-degree weather at Catholic High School in modest, weather-inappropriate attire. While I could have gone to university in Jamaica, I wanted a change. So I geared up. I was ready, 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 but right before I left, a hurricane hit Jamaica. I was annoyed, but undaunted. It was a treat to have hot running water and electricity again after that week-long hiatus, and I was excited, nervous but alienated, and not only because I'm a foreign national. It didn't take long for me to realize that the weather was terrible, I missed my family, the food was healthy but it didn't taste like anything, and I was eating too much. Furthermore, it was becoming apparent to me that I could not write an acceptable paper. But why couldn't I write it the night before? And what does this professor mean, awkward sentence? Awkward describes the behavior of many of the students here, but how can a sentence be that? With no idea what on earth the appropriate use of a semicolon was, or really the mechanics of most grammatical things, except for commas, which I use frequently, and full stops, which I use rarely, which, as you can imagine, went over less than excellently with the English department, with a whole new list of complaints, I was still miserable. But now I was homesick and miserable, with no prospect of leaving. My parents were fine with me doing whatever classes I wanted, as long as I would stick to them, because this was what I wanted and worked for, wasn't it? Somehow, despite, and perhaps because of the initial discomfort, as a result of time spent in office hours, volunteering in local schools, and through leaving my room more often and talking up in class, I found my rhythm. Lewis and Clark is a safe place where you can voice things, try them out, see what people say. When you find a passion, maybe it's Shakespeare, Japanese, international law, the camaraderie you have with your sports team, or the parties in the ravine, you get a chance to interact with that passion. You learn to problem solve. And if you're graduating, you've figured out how to get your things together or how to get Providence to work on your side. And if you're really lucky, you'll have had fun with it. In my freshman year, class participation was carefully planned, petrified, and rare. Now I'm sure many of my peers wish I would shut up sometimes. I've also never been a fashionista, but I'd never have been comfortable dressing the way that I do or dancing in public before I came here. While this might make me the laughingstock of a few people in the nightclubs in Jamaica, I'm not as afraid of being a slight social misfit. If you didn't already, coming to Lewis and Clark will help you to come into your own and live with your quirks. Of course, the past 4 years weren't exactly like taking a walk in Tryon on a nice spring afternoon. Going away to a school and a country where autonomy and individualism are prized seems like the perfect solution when you're coming from a community-based society that you always felt like you didn't quite fit in with. But you can end up with divided loyalties. I found myself on the fence about a lot of things. Jamaica gained independence about 50 years ago, while America's history is a bit older. And I often feel like some people here might inherently mistrustful of superpowers and social dogmas. Being mistrustful is something Lewis and Clark tries to foster in you too. But you get lulled into a desire to dominate a conversation, to tell people your feelings and convictions, and then before you know it, you think about it again and you realize that four steps later you're telling people what to do. You drank the Kool-Aid. But maybe the Kool-Aid was a good thing to drink as long as you didn't get diabetes. I wouldn't have realized that I have a nationality unless I'd spent some time in a different country. So I'm eternally grateful for that. But my unrealized patriotism is complicated by the critical analysis of everything that I experience. So yes, now you've got critical thinking. But what you didn't realize is that it's one of those gifts that comes with a catch. But this place has had a weird way of growing on me. While 4 years ago, this day seemed like it would never come. Like it would never get here, much to my dismay. Now that it's here and I really am leaving, I feel like I'm losing a home. But now I can talk, and I just hope I can maintain the impetus to do. To my fellow graduates, I hope that you found a passion here. Mine was academic, which is certainly not to say that I was a model student or a pamplin scholar, or that it started off quickly. But the faculty here is inspirational, simply in how reasonable they've been with me about deadlines and how much faith they've had in me despite my self-doubt. They also tended to recommend amusing books and TV shows completely unrelated to the class material, and you often wonder where they find free time when many of them even have children. To continue being frank with you, I still don't feel like the typical LC student. But the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced she doesn't exist. And yes, the typical LC student is a woman. Check the statistics or stick your head into the room of most of the classes here. I'll try to imagine her, though. She probably went on an overseas trip. She talks a lot in class, is very opinionated, and sometimes she says ridiculous things. But sometimes she hones them into eloquence. She probably wants to save the world a little bit, and according to the statistics, she's not too religious. If you feel like this doesn't quite describe you exactly, good, because people are complicated. You'll find this out when you end up in a strange situation with your friend, and when you get to know your acquaintance a little better. It's been great to meet so many people here, but we're leaving now. If you're like me, you're in denial, and you probably won't realize that this day happened until sometime next year. Despite this, you're probably reminiscing in happy and terrible memories that you made here. Some of us are desperate to leave. Some of us probably wish we could be super seniors. Maybe you fall somewhere in the middle. If you've been here for a significant amount of time, you've probably been impacted by the quirky personalities everywhere, met some great people, and spent some time wandering around on the beautiful campus. You might even find yourself missing the place, or at least not saying that you hate it. So, we're leaving. It's hard to imagine us doing something in unison. Everything we do here, we tend to take a vote on. If you don't like something, you write a letter. You talk to somebody. You start a movement. You disagree with somebody's point, you'll probably let them know. These things aren't taught, they're in the environment. They don't always go smoothly, but despite our flaws, and perhaps especially because of them, we are a community. We have our own communities, factioned as they might be. Real communities have conflicts, and they need to be resolved. So once you leave the LC bubble, work on yours, wherever it is that you end up. Before I go down the cliche avenue where people don't come back from, thank you for everybody who helped to get us here. And to my fellow classmates of 2011, we did it. Now let's go help save the world, or the whales, or maybe even the polar bears. Thank you.